Interview time on Italieco, the only bilingual Italian-American show in New England, hosted by Viviana Dragani. Today, my guest is music artist 780 Masochist. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. So first up, tell us a bit about yourself, the Kano World Championship, and your near-death experience.
Yeah, absolutely. So I had originally got into canoeing and kayaking out of accident. It was basically just something that I got into as a therapeutic relief. And it got to the point where initially I didn't even actually enjoy it. I just felt like it was such an aggressive and intense sport. But the more I kind of utilize it, the more you naturally kind of fall in love with it. So as I was doing it, I naturally just wanted to see how far I could take it. And because where I'm from originally, there's such little representation, I was considered the best kayaker from that country. So I got to represent my home country at the World Championships. Now, to say that I did like incredible, I didn't do as well as I would have anticipated, but I think the biggest thing that I got out of it is that there's a completely different world out there in regards to work ethic, intensity, and dedication. And that's what really kind of stuck with me from that experience. I got to compete with some of the greatest Olympians in Olympic history. And I think that's something that you don't really get to experience unless you put yourself in the fire. And you can't succeed unless you fail first, right? So that was definitely a very symbolic part of my life. And in regards to near-death experiences, I was originally traveling to Vancouver. Now, if you're from Boston, it's from the exact other side of the continent. So think an hour away from Seattle. And I had taken a very risky drive while going to Vancouver. It's called the Coquihalla. It's known historically to have a ton of car accidents. For whatever reason, I don't know why. I don't know what kind of got into my head. I don't know if it was just these overly compulsive thoughts. That weekend, I just felt like something, I felt like a weird impending sense of doom that something was going to happen on the way there, on the drive there. And of course, like my four friends, they told me that it's just something I was overreacting. It was all in my head, but this lingering feeling kind of contained itself. And naturally, we had driven there. My friends were kind of joking, getting their hands off the steering wheel. And voila, we made it to Vancouver fine. So it reaffirmed with me that maybe I was overthinking. On the way back, because Vancouver is such a high dense city, the luxury of parking is incredibly expensive. I think we'd came back to our hotel around 2 o'clock in the morning, and we had intended to leave Vancouver at 6 o'clock in the morning. We maybe got 3 hours, 4 hours of sleep. However, we were motivated to leave and drive back. As we had driven back, naturally, because I thought that I was overreacting, I naturally was no longer, worried. I had fallen asleep. My friend to the right had fallen asleep. My friend to the left had fallen asleep. The passenger in the front seat had fallen asleep. And then lastly, my friend OJ, he fell asleep. As we'd woken up, we were literally in the middle of getting barricaded by a guardrail. And the only thing I could hear, it just felt like everything was going in slow-mo, and I could just hear my friend who was driving to scream, "No, no, no." And it's weird because the actual accident had only lasted maybe 15 to 20 seconds, but everything slowed down. Even the shock expressions on my friends' faces just completely slowed down completely. And I remember vividly when I'd woken up in the middle of that crash, the only thing that I'd really thought about was, okay, so I guess this actually did happen. I was literally just waiting on the moment where everything would just fade to black, but that didn't happen. We were left completely unscathed. And then that's where we collected ourselves. We had people on the highway screaming at us like, "Hey, are you okay? Do you need to call an ambulance?" We were all shocked. We left the vehicle just to get a moment of clarity as to what even just happened. And naturally, the smell of the airbags was incredibly strong. So we'd gone to go grab our luggage from the trunk. The first thing that happened when we opened up the trunk was a piece of luggage fell out, and then plop, right on top of the luggage was a Bible. And after that, to say it was eerie and intense feeling is an understatement. It felt like I had basically had gotten a second lease and a second opportunity. And to ever since that day, and I've had a couple more experiences like that, I almost have like a sense of urgency in life that you can't take a single day for granted. I don't take a single minute for granted now because I know just how easy that day, in my early 20s, it could have been taken away from me. And that's basically the premise of the story and how it's really just kind of changed my outlook in life.
Wow, that's an incredible story and a great message for our audience. Thank you so much for sharing. So let's talk about music. What first got you into music?
Really just feeling like I feel like everyone has those times, especially during the pandemic, where I wouldn't say you feel tortured by your thoughts, but you feel like they're kind of locked in a chamber. And I feel like nowadays your thoughts, the ability to express your thoughts, unless said appropriately, can be turned against you. However, I feel like music is like the one medium where you can express anything. You look at grunge music, you look at hip hop music, you look at Bollywood music, you look at folk music, country music. They have the most intense type of lyrical, emotional endeavors that I feel like most people are fearful of. And I didn't really realize that I had these thoughts, but I felt like the moment that I could go and hit the mic, I could let it all out, and there was absolutely no judgment. And that's just something that you don't really have. You can't go to your work and you can't express these thoughts. You can't go up to maybe, your father, maybe express these thoughts. You can't go up to maybe some of your friends, and maybe those thoughts will scare them off. But with music, it's like if you have a melodic voice and if it's beautiful, it almost like it alleviates anything they say. That's something that is surreal, surprising, but at the same time, it's beautiful. There's nothing like it.
Thank you. And how would you describe your musical style?
It's not to toot my own horn, but toot. I think I want to pride myself on being incredibly versatile. I want people to, when they hear my music, I want them to think that I am 40 different voice actors. I hate routine, and I want to be able to conquer every single musical taste, whether that's me singing, whether that's me doing boom bop, whether that's me trying to do something acoustically, whether that's me even trying to mix, master, and produce my own music. I want there to be elements of Jersey club music. I want there to be elements of hip hop. I want there to be elements of nu metal, almost like Limp Bizkit from 2003. I want there to be components where I'm interacting with maybe some Eastern European producers or their vocals, and then be able to sample it. I don't want anyone to be able to predict music, because the moment you become predictable is a moment where people kind of lose focus. So that's if that's if that kind of makes sense. I don't think it, I'm not sure if it does, but that's how I'd like to I'd like I want to be perceived and what I'd like to achieve.
Absolutely, absolutely. And tell us about your new projects coming out in 2024.
So I have so much music in the vault. I have at least 14 tracks. I was able to get a hold of some Rick Ross vocals, which I feel like every single hip hop artist in LA has those exact same Rick Ross vocals. However, I did get a hold of them. There's a Chicago producer by the name of Hood Rich, who I feel like every single major artist in the US right now has gravitated towards. And he is incredibly young, so I feel like sometimes people have kind of bitten off his style or kind of have taken it from him. But I am working with him in regards to a couple tracks. I'm signed to an independent label right now. However, I am releasing music also, and that's kind of what I'm working towards. And then in regards to even just becoming multifaceted, so being involved in tech, being involved in entrepreneurship, being involved in providing actual voice for different types of communities, maybe communities that don't have a voice themselves. That's really what I'm aspiring for, aside from just releasing single after single. I have to do something with that, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Great. And what are your hopes for the new projects?
Really just to have people resonate with it and to be able to create something that's larger than myself. like I there's so many flavors of the month of music, and I think it's one thing to evoke an emotion. Like it's one thing to create a beautiful song that maybe touches people's hearts, but I think that we need to, I think musicians have such a power because you're really touching to the pulse of people. Like if you think about it, if you listen to a song based on the lyrical content, if you listen to it and if you love that song, you're listening to it 100, 200 times. That's basically a form of hypnosis. And if you have 1,000 people doing that, 2,000 people doing that, that's incredibly powerful. And I don't think people realize that. So what I notice is like with a lot of American music back in the day, the incentive of it was to provide music that invoked some sort of social sort of change or some sort of a social awareness. And that's something that I really want to get into. And I want to be able to give back to, I'm having a virtual concert also. And I don't want to just have a show just for myself and just for people who like music. I want to be able to, okay, tell people, hey, if I have 500 people show up to this show, this or this Instagram live, I want to donate $500 to a notable cause, whether that's for Palestine, Israel, whether that's for Ukraine, whether that's for in the US, whether it's for Chicago, whether it's for Boston, whether it's for New York. That's basically what I want to do is create music, but to funnel it into something even larger.
Awesome. And what are your plans for 2024?
Oh, so much stuff. So much stuff. Releasing music. I have a friend by the name of Yaya Kasana who he lives in New York, and he's just an incredible developer, creating apps for musicians so that they can get access to things that they need that they wouldn't have access to, such as available studio time within the print of your fingers, doing live shows in areas that may not get as many live shows, just to kind of bolster a sense of community. That's really what I want to try to do, and really just be a better person too. So to create music, but to also use it as a way to almost be like a philanthropist. That's what I aspire to do. I'm not saying I'm one, but that's what I'm gonna try to do, and just give back as much as I can.
Terrific. Best of luck. So today we're going to play Griefscape. What is this song about?
Yeah, so it's essentially when I was discussing like almost like having like torture thoughts. Those are basically all the thoughts that I have, and you'll see it's almost like occupational ADHD. I'll bounce from feelings of love and enjoyment to feelings of intense grief, intense pain, to unsure, to confidence, to having delusions of grandeur, to to having being humbled. So it's really just a song that kind of dictates and kind of at least I like to think represents the intense emotions that maybe people go through when they have their ego absolutely shattered in life. And that's basically what the song is trying to convey.
Fantastic. So finally, how can our listeners find you on social media?
So if you guys want to hit me up at 780 masochist, MASOCHIST, you can follow me on Facebook, Laylo. I'll even text you if you guys want to DM me on Instagram, and you guys want to just talk about anything, just please just do it, and I'll always be available. And yeah, that's it. That's basically me.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
No, pleasure. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you so much.
And now, guys, stay with us. We are going to play Griefscape.
Say some, call back, better know I'ma lay low. If you tryna get money, I'ma say no. Front your stacks, fake racks, or with the fake love. We ain't got no time for the compliments. Run cash, or we're running from the continent. If you tryna run a mail, we be profiting.
Don't fall for him, no.
Move 17, Johnny too loof, yeah, guess to me. I got my mind on the six, yeah, led to me.
How many figures does a pocky need? No. Move 17. Every other girl has adversity. No. Uncertainty. Don't fall for him. No. I'm wildin' in this raw. I don't give a shit if she poke at my scars. Never gave a damn, I can love from afar. Punish accusations and it's really quite bizarre. I had a baddest bitch, she was a madness. Gassed up, shorty living lavish. I got the 7 and the 0 screen pass split. Sweetie man, suckers can't have you, yeah, shorty. You turn away. You turn away. You turn away, you turn away, you turn away. You turn away. Turn away from me. Ooh, yeah. You fucking lied to my mama, fucking lied to me, mama. Eyes on the drama, eyes on me, mama. Catfish, shawty, won't die for the nunna. Stole my heart, baby, don't want drama. Too cold for the summer, too cold for the summer. Betty too thick, yeah, she look like summer. Every single day, chasing bag like summer. Don't fall for him, no. New pasture, new anthem. New whip, got the stick, not a phantom. Outlaster, all tantrums. Bitch, what the clip with the master? For too long, my mom makes assumptions of restraint. They say don't call her, won't fall too long. Got clapped now, shite the dick rock. In a minute, how? Toss a breakdown, 2 years out. Had it all figured out now. Now young killer got his flag in the stands now. For too long, my mom makes assumptions of restraint. They say don't call her, won't fall too long. You turn away. You turn away, you turn away, you turn away, you turn away. You turn away, turn away from me. Call back when I'm known, better say something. Call back, better know I'ma lay low. If you tryna get money, I'ma say no front. Your stacks, fake racks, or with the fake love. We ain't got no time for the compliments. Run cash, or we're running from the cut tonight. If you tryna run a mail, we be profiting. Don't fall for him, no.